Well, our next guest on the Domestic Cricket Podcast by Backyard Sports has had one of the most interesting sporting careers you'll hear. He was in the winning Under-19 Cricket World Cup side for Australia. He has played professional football in the VFL. He currently plays for Victoria and the Melbourne Stars and is one of the nicest blokes I've met. Please welcome to the podcast Mr. Jackson Coleman.
Thanks for having me, Caleb. Pleasure to be on your podcast, mate, and looking forward to having a chat with you.
Now, you're the son of Fitzroy great Glenn Galaxy Coleman, who played over 194 matches in the VFL, and he also spent a bit of time at the Sydney Swans, and he also represented New South Wales in the State of Origin in the 80s, I believe. How much of an influence did your father have on your sporting aspirations?
Yeah, look, he's probably been the biggest influence on my sporting career over the years. Obviously, growing up, you know, it was either footy in winter, cricket in summer, you know, always outside, and I just loved it. And I was fortunate enough to be able to go to his games when I was young for the first couple of years of my life. I obviously can't remember that far back, but, you know, I think I just, you know, being brought up in the sporting environment, you know, I sort of didn't really know any other way. And, yeah, look, I think he's missed maybe, it'd be under 10 games of sport I've played over my whole life. So, and, you know, there's thousands of games in there. So, yeah, he's been fantastic. He's always there, you know, never been too hard on me, always there, give some advice. And you know, I think he just loves, you know, getting down and, you know, having a bit of time to himself and just enjoying watching me play. So, you know, it's great to have him there and knowing that, you know, he's got my back, you know, on the good and bad days.
Now, I'd like you to take me back to 2010 when you played alongside some of the best under-19s talent in this country, including your captain for the tournament, Mitch Marsh. How much did you enjoy that experience in New Zealand?
Yeah, I look back on that tournament very fondly. Obviously, winning the tournament was a fantastic experience. Having a star-studded team, you know, players such as Zampa, Maddison, who else? Kane Richardson was on that team, Josh Hazlewood, and obviously Mitch Marsh. And, you know, it's probably a good reason why we end up winning the tournament. But myself, only played one game, so it was a bit unfortunate I didn't get to contribute on the field, but I was bottom age that year and a lot younger, so I wasn't really expecting too much. But I had a great time off field and, you know, enjoyed everything New Zealand had to offer. So, you know, I look back at that tournament very fondly and, you know, really enjoyed my experience with it.
So after the 2010 Under-19 World Cup, you scored a rookie contract at Cricket Victoria. And after the one season at Cricket Victoria as a rookie, you decided to go down the football path. I'd like to know what influenced you for that decision and some of the highlights of your VFL career at Sandringham Dragons and also the Frankston Dolphins.
Yeah, obviously at the time, you know, it was very exciting being a professional cricketer while still at school. It was very cool, but yeah, it's probably having the footy thing in the background. It was never really an issue before I signed. I just had a breakout year and shot up about 6 inches in the in year 12, and obviously having my old man play AFL, I caught a bit of interest from the AFL recruiters. They come down to the games, and all of a sudden my name was getting, you know, thrown around and in the draft category, got invited to draft camp, and I was getting recruiters calling, you know, every night of the week. And, you know, obviously being spoiled for choice, I probably got a bit ahead of myself at that stage. And you know, obviously I probably enjoyed my footy a little bit more when I was younger. And, yeah, I just really wanted to pursue the footy. And then, obviously, things didn't really work out with the draft and all that, which was disappointing, but had some enjoyable seasons in the TAC Cup where we won the grand final in 2010. Played along, I think there was about 9 players get drafted, so it was a really good side. And, yeah, there was, you know, I think one of the games I kicked 8 goals and I think I was a leading goal kicker, so I had a pretty good season, which, you know, again, I thought I was, you know, a good chance to get picked up, but I wasn't to be. So I went down to Sandringham Zebras to try my hand again, play a year in the VFL and hopefully dominate and get looked at again. And I had a reasonable year, interrupted with glandular fever, but you know, probably not good enough to get drafted. Ended up doing a preseason at St Kilda, and I was close, and the coach at the time, Scotty Waters, actually, you know, told me, you know, I was in consideration, and then called me after the draft and said, you know, we want to keep an eye on you next year. And then halfway through preseason, my hips played up, and I had to get a full hip scope, clean out, and missed the season. So, you know, I tried to come back through the Franks and Dolphins with a year, but I just really never was the same. And that sort of that dream of footy sort of seemed a bit out of reach. And that was the end of that. And it just so happened to be that I went down to a Melbourne training after the captain at the time repeatedly called me, and I sort of, you know, had no interest. I hadn't really even bowled a ball in 6 years or something. So it was a slow process, but got back and got back on the list again, and sort of haven't really left any stone unturned since then, and taken a lot more serious, I guess, you know, not having that fallback option anymore. So yeah, and it's, you know, it's hopefully it's gone okay so far, and hopefully I can go on to bigger and better things.
So you returned to cricket at the age of 26, I believe, and you played in the CA11 team featuring some guys who are now tearing it up at state level, including Harry Nielsen and Dan Fallons. What was that tournament like playing for CA11? How much did that help you get right back into the cricket fold?
Yeah, that tournament was huge for me. It was probably the first time where I felt like I belonged to that level. You know, it's got a lot of scrutiny over the years, the CA, and they've obviously banished it now, but, you know, I've thoroughly enjoyed it. Just that freedom. You know, I guess when you're representing your state, you know, there's that not wanting to let the team down, you know, and that expectation. But when you play for CA, you're not expected to win. So you can sort of, you know, got the new ball every game, and you know, was just pretty much told, go out there, have fun, and, you know, take it on. And that's sort of, you know, that's the way I like to play. You know, I get in trouble when I overthink. So I think that really suited my game. And, you know, come out the first game and take a fourfer and beat South Australia, that was fantastic. And, you know, it's probably one of the most fun I've had on the cricket field in a long time. So, that was fantastic. But obviously, you know, it's not the same as representing a state. But, you know, it was fantastic to play with, you know, up-and-coming cricketers around the country and, you know, just really be empowered to back yourself in and sort of, you know, nothing to lose sort of mentality, which I found, you know, highly, highly valuable experience.
After your 2017 One Day Cup tournament with the CA11, you then went on to make your Victorian One Day Cup debut the following season at the WACA. How much of a relief was that for you, and what was the emotions like on the day realising you'd made the big time once again?
Yeah, it was, you know, it was just so satisfying after all those years, and, you know, coming back and then leaving cricket and coming back and after the year before, trying to get my body conditioned to bowling. And I probably played 12 games of cricket in 6 years before I made that debut. So, you know, I was still so raw. And, you know, I got told I was going to open the bowling against players such as Callum Ferguson, Alex Carey, and players of that caliber. And, you know, don't think I've ever been as nervous in my life, to be honest. I don't think I felt my legs for the first over. So, you know, to get through and take 3 wickets and help contribute to a win, you know, it was just a surreal feeling. I don't think I slept after that. I was so excited. So had the family fly over, you know, to support me, which was fantastic. And, yeah, it was just probably one of the highlights of my career to date, and something, you know, I'll look back on with fond memories.
So when the Melbourne Stars and the Sydney Sixers met last year in the Big Bash League at the SCG, you managed to score me some pretty good seats in the members stand there, which was really awesome of you. And we got to have a chat pre-game, and I finally got to meet you and gave me a few jerseys, which was unbelievable. I'll never forget that day. And the week before, you'd had a man of the match performance for the Melbourne Stars. You picked up 3 for 16, and that was your first game of the season, and the following game was at the SCG, and found out pre-game that you'd had a side strain, which was terrible news, and Then did a bit of research and I found out that injuries have been a bit of an issue for you throughout your whole cricket and football career. So I'd like to ask, what are the injuries that are quite recurring, and how do you get over your injuries and come back? Because I understand it'd be incredibly hard to have all these setbacks, but you always manage to come back. And I'd like to know just what processes did you go through to get back on the field.
Yeah, that was very disappointing. After coming back from injury and finally getting my body right, which took a lot of work behind the scenes, to get back out there and have a man of the match performance, and I sort of felt like it was my time to really sort of get back in amongst it and push for finals and hopefully win the title, and then to do a side and missed the rest of the tournament. It was bitterly disappointing. Had the girlfriend's family all drive down from Newcastle for the night as well. So, yeah, it's sort of, I guess that's cricket. Went from, extreme high to extreme low. And, it's sort of, I felt, injuries have sort of been a big part of my career in both footy and cricket. But, that's how it goes. And I'd have no regrets. And I put a lot of time and effort into getting my body right, and I sort of pride myself on my preparation and work I do, in the gym and fitness wise. So, I've sort of born with a very rigid body and which doesn't help. I get a lot of stress injuries and bone sort of stress. So, I guess that's just something, and obviously getting older now, I'm going to have to really manage, and I've sort of try and change my training regime a bit more off legs and do a bit of a lighter pre-season and sort of only bowl when I need to, and be a bit smarter about things is sort of the way I'm going to approach things this year. So, yeah, hopefully, all the injuries behind me and I can have a few good years and really sort of finish my career well.
Now, over the years, you've had some incredible bowling performances, which included a four-for for the Cricket Australia 11 over South Australia, which handed the CA 11 there second win in their three-year stint in the One Day Cup competition. You also took 5-for against a star-studded New South Wales Blues lineup in the 2018 One Day Cup, which handed the Vics an unlikely win at North Sydney Oval. You also took 4-for in the 2019 Marsh Cup, which was probably the most memorable match of the tournament, where Tasmania needed was something like 13 runs to win in 10 overs, and they lost 6 wickets for 12 runs and lost by a run, and you got 4 of those wickets. That would have been an incredible match. And you also took the wicket of now knighted Sir Alastair Cook, one of the greatest openers the game has ever seen, in a 2018 Ashes Tour match at the Adelaide Oval. What would be your best bowling performance in your opinion, and also who would be your most prized wicket?
Yeah, look, they were all pretty special in their own way. I guess, getting Alastair Cook out is an achievement not a lot of bowlers can say that haven't played for their country. So, to get that opportunity to play against England, it was fantastic and priceless, and I took a lot out of it. Those one-day games were great. The New South Wales 5-for, getting us over the line and taking 5 wickets, and I was also sick that game. I had an allergic reaction from an antibiotic. So, to get back up and take those wickets and contribute to the win and then what ended up getting us a bonus point and into the finals and consequently winning that year, that probably had the biggest magnitude. But my career highlight to date would have to be my debut for the Melbourne Stars. I was at the beach. It was 40 degrees and John Hastings called me up and said, "Mate, what are you doing?" I said, "I'm on the beach sunbaking." He goes, "Better get those fluids in." It was a late call up, and called all my family and friends, told them to get down, and 60,000 people at the G opening the bowling, taking the first ball and bowling pretty well and taking a wicket was pretty special and a surreal experience, and I've never had that a feeling like that. Just the atmosphere and the buzz was just electric, and I did not get a wink's sleep after that. I was so hyped up. So, probably that.
Now, before I let you go, we've got a few fan questions here that the Backyard Sports fan base wanted to ask you. The first question is, who is your closest mate in the Melbourne Stars team?
Probably Seb Gotch. Me and Seb known each other for many years. Our dads played footy together at Fitzroy. And yeah, I've known Seb forever, and I just, you know, I love playing with him, and I love him off field, and you know, he keeps the mood light, and that's what I like, and you know, I just love having him around, and you know, he's someone that'll always put you first, and he's just a great teammate, and you know, always having a laugh, and yeah, he's very good value on and off the field.
So the second fan question I've received is, what's the best atmosphere you've ever played at? Now, it's not specific to a sport. So obviously, it could be AFL or cricket. You would have played at Sandringham's home ground, which is Trevor Barker Beach Oval in St Kilda, which I've heard has a fantastic atmosphere. And also, you've played at some massive crowds at the MCG and some good crowds at the Junction Oval, very vocal crowd, I've heard. So what would be the best atmosphere for a match of any sport that you've played at?
It has to be Adelaide Oval. It was sort of the peak of the Big Bash. It was my second game. Still riding the high from the debut, and I think it was 45,000 people, and it felt like there was about 450,000 people there. It was electric, and it was just so loud, and we ended up losing that game, and I've just never heard a noise like it. I just was deafening. I could not hear myself think. So, and a close second was the next game, actually. So my first three games were, I think, you know, close to 50,000 people each, and that third game against the Renegades at Eddie Had Stadium, it was completely packed, and yeah, it was just, I remember before the game they were playing music, and it was just blasting around. I think they were playing Sandstorm, and I was just like, how good is this? And, you know, it felt like a bloody nightclub in there. And, yeah, it was just, yeah, but just awesome. Yeah, so probably Adelaide Oval, number one. Eddie Had Stadium, number two, when they're full, obviously. And they were probably the big two.
Now, the third fan question, this one comes from me. What are your thoughts on when Cricket Australia got rid of the CA11 in the One Day Cup competition? Because I know... a lot of the CA11 players have come out and said it was a really, really great testing ground for them to prove themselves against Australia's best domestic players and international quality players. Obviously, Steve Smith and Warner and Cummings often feature in the One Day Cup. But what were your thoughts personally of when you heard that the CA11 were being scrapped by Cricket Australia? And what was your time at the CA11 like?
Yeah, look, as I said before, it was fantastic from the players who played in that team's perspective, but I think it was the other players, you know, that have sort of earned that right to play for in that competition. You know, I think they sort of saw it as it being weakened a bit. I never played against the CA11 myself, so I didn't get to experience that. But yeah, I can see where they're coming from, and you know, they were obviously going to be a weaker side not having that experience, and you know, those senior players. But you know, I think from a learning point of view, it was invaluable for players playing the team. But yeah, you know, I think overriding numbers and more senior players that had played a lot more first class cricket sort of thought otherwise. So yeah, look, it was, you know, to see it go was disappointing that other players didn't get to have that chance that I had. But yeah, I can see why they did it.
Well, Jackson, it was fantastic speaking to you again, mate, and thanks for giving us your time on the Domestic Cricket Podcast by Backyard Sports. Fantastic having another chat with you again, and hopefully this summer the injuries stay away, and you'll be back playing for Victoria and the Melbourne Stars, and hopefully make a case for the Australian side soon, and hopefully crowds will be allowed back, and I'll be able to get to a couple of your games that you play in New South Wales, and I'm also working on getting the Bush Rangers jersey that you gave me at the Big Bash game in January. I'm trying to get that framed, actually, and so thanks for that once again, and it's great speaking to you, and wish you all the best.
Thanks, Caleb. Always good to have a chat, mate. Yeah, and give us a heads up when you're around in Sydney and I'm playing there, and I'll give you some tickets and look after you and come have a chat. And until then, mate, take it easy, and I'll speak to you soon.